This show is part of the Modern Witch Podcast Network. For more shows like it, visit www.modernwitch.com.
Only on the Modern Witch Network. Welcome to Witch Power Daily, your daily dose of practical magic to sharpen our minds, elevate our spirits, and deepen our magical power. The veil is lifted. Let the secrets be revealed. Join me between the worlds. Our magic starts now. Hello, witches. Thank you for joining me for another installment of Witch Power Daily. I am your guide, Storm Fairy Wolf. Last time, we focused on one of my favorite personal cleansing rites, the Waters of Purity. While that rite is not a requirement for today's lesson, I wholeheartedly recommend that everyone familiarize themselves with it, as it is a simple and powerful ritual of personal cleansing that can be done every day and doesn't require a lot of tools. And it will be a good thing to perform at the completion of today's exercise. You will also want to make sure that you are proficient with the lesson given in Episode 6, Alignment, as that skill will be called upon at the beginning of today's work. That said, let's move on to today's lesson, reversing. The main application of a reversing spell is to repel a negative psychic or magical attack and redirect it toward the attacker. In a situation in which shields have proven ineffective, we may find ourselves on the receiving end of a magical attack. While it is a common PR campaign in the modern craft to deny the use of hexes and curses, in the occult world, this is sadly quite common. All the more reason to learn this useful protective skill. Some might ask, why choose a reversing when one might do something to filter or transmute the energy instead, such as with the rite given in the previous episode? To this I say that reversing, and every other type of working or spell, is another tool in the magical toolkit. Not all tools are right for every job. There are times in which reversing may be the very thing needed, such as when undergoing a prolonged assault. In that scenario, a transmutation working might not be effective in the face of a sustained attack, while a reversing has the potential to interrupt your attacker, thus giving you precious time to cleanse your space, re-up your wards, and work on your personal shields. Another traditional aspect of a reversing spell is to literally reverse the momentum of a given situation. If the cards have seemed stacked against you, a reversing might be able to change the flow of events to turn in your favor. Traditionally, this spell is often performed with a double action candle that has two layers, one red and the other black. Occasionally, you will find red candles dipped in black wax, either halfway or entirely. There is no universal rule about how the candle achieves its red and black components, but it is more usual to see one burning with the black half to burn first and then finish with the red half. The symbolism being that the black burns away the negative intrusions and then the red sends it back. Your mileage, of course, may vary. If a pillar, jumbo, or taper candle is used, it is traditional to cut off the top, turn it upside down, and then carve the base of the candle with a knife in order to form a new top. In this, you will have physically reversed the nature of the candle, and so your spell will have begun. Obviously, if you are using a glass-encased devotional candle, then this option will not be available to you. For this spell, you will need an appropriate candle and all the normal accoutrements to burn it safely. A piece of paper, a pen, and a mirror that can lay flat. You may also wish to use whatever herbs or oils you might associate with reversing work, including, but certainly not limited to, the reversing products my husband makes for our Modern Conjure brand, available on our website at daturatrading.com. If you are reversing an attack back to the attacker, write their name, or if you don't know it, simply write attacker or similar, three times on the center of the paper. But do so in reverse or mirror writing, That is to say, that the letters are reversed to the effect that if you were to hold up the paper to a mirror, the reflection would read correctly. Additionally, I always like to draw bent arrows in the four corners of the paper so that it appears that any arrows they have sent out are returning home. If you are doing this spell to reverse the course of a current situation, then write your own name three times in the manner described before, and then draw a few large bent arrows around your name so that they appear to be moving counterclockwise. That's for the Northern Hemisphere. I assume that those down under will want to draw them clockwise, but honestly, as long as it feels right to you, that's all that matters. You may also draw whatever signs or sigils you feel are appropriate to the working. For either version of the spell, carve the name on the candle, if possible, again in the mirror writing. You may wish to dress the candle with an herbal oil for added potency. Since this spell is a bit more involved than what we have done together previously, you should have your components prepared before moving forward with this lesson. When you have your items and have prepared your candle and paper, come back and we will begin. Okay, with your items before you, take a deep breath and relax. Breathe deep. Close your eyes and enter into a meditative and aligned state. Slowly open your eyes and focus on the paper. Focus on what is written and how it is written. Feel how this is a magical formula that reverses the flow of energy in this situation, sending an attack back to its source, or changing the energetic direction of your current situation. Breathe deep and feel how through your aligned will, you are able to tap into the presence of your divine self and direct its power. In just a moment, we will take three deep breaths of power. As we do, focus your magical intention on reversing, imagining the energies around the situation moving backward in alignment with your goal. With each inhale, concentrate this intention and feeling into a singular force within yourself. And with a final exhale, breathe this intention upon the paper, imagining the writing upon it glowing and coming alive. Three breaths now. Fold the paper and place it on the surface before you. Place the mirror on top of it. Now, take your candle and hold it close. Again, feel the power of your divine self moving through your conscious will. With three breaths, charge the candle as we did the paper, focusing on the energies around the situation moving backward in alignment with your goal. 3 breaths now. Place the candle in the holder on top of the mirror. Feel your alignment. And again, draw the presence of your divine self through your aligned will as you focus on the reversal of energies. Imagine the end goal as a reality. Notice how you feel about that reality. And imagine this power flowing from you and into the candle as you light it now with these words. Reverse the curse. Transform adverse. Turn around backward. Transposed inverse. Just commune with the flame of the candle for a few moments, noticing anything you might see, hear, or feel. Imagine your spell is now in progress. As the candle burns, the energies will be reversed. Allow the candle to burn out on its own. Breathe deep and return to normal awareness. It is done. This is one of those spells that you will be very glad you practiced before actually needing it. Often by the time we consciously realize we would benefit from a reversing, we have already suffered and may be in a chaotic state. Reversing as a skill is one that should be learned fairly early on in one's magical training. But nothing, of course, substitutes for the lessons that life throws our way. If you find yourself in the line of magical fire, consider reversing magic. To learn more about witchcraft, magic, and the occult, visit modernwitch.com. From there, you can check out our other podcasts and shows, sign up for our Patreon, learn more about our online school, Modern Witch University, and even purchase Modern Witch brand merch. Thank you for joining me as we embark on this magical journey together. Until next time, I'm Storm Fairywolf, and remember to feed your power.